Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, January 16, 2018. It's 1:30 PM. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Arnold, followed by the pledge of allegiance by Commissioner Weaver.
Please bow your heads, join in prayer, please. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day and the opportunity to serve you in mankind. Please let us stay strong during these trying times and keep us focused. Thankful for all the things we have provided today. Dear Lord, we ask that you give this government body the wisdom to make the right decisions and benefit the majority. We ask a special blessing to watch over all those who may be impacted by this winter storm and be with them and let their travels be safe if they have to get out. All these things we ask in your precious name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We begin with that. The first thing out of A is to receive and file bids for site control structures for oil cut ditch and salt island of Gulf and coastal waterway for Jefferson County. I plead to approve all areas to receive and file. An acceptance of offer for a term contract for herbicides for Jack Brooks Regional Airport Crop Production Services and Red River Special Business Center on attachment A. Item C is consider and approve award execute receipt and file an acceptance of offer for a term contract with pickup vans utility vehicle for Jefferson County with Cowboy Motor Company Lake Country and still before shown on the attachment C. We have a motion on those items under purchase.
So moved.
This is by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It passes unanimously. Dan, my only question is, I should have called you before, but what is our timeline on those side of control structures?
They're good for 60 days.
Okay.
So
we're going to have to find out from Norwood, since we got $1.5 million worth of Norwood grants, and therefore it doesn't meet till April, whether or not we can commit that funding.
We can ask for an extension and prepay their bid bonds if we need to. Yeah. If you want to go ahead and it may be extended for 90 days.
And y'all will recall that we got like $4.5 million from National Fish and Wildlife to do the sites down there in coastal waterway. We also applied for NOFA grants and just found out last week that we got $2,750,000 grants from them, which was their maximum, which Mr. Rayo worked with Dr. Cosmere and Dino with Ducks Unlimited on. We're extremely appreciative of that, so we're trying to push that out a little bit. All right. On the county airport, we have one item. A, consider possibly authorized county judge to execute terminal lease agreement between Jefferson County and American Airlines for space of the commercial terminal. Do I have a motion on that? Moved by Commissioner Wynn, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Discussion.
That term, that lease, is it reviewed by the DA's office?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. One of the things I do want to make sure in the future that we do in all of our leases to make sure that if we have a provision in the lease that says in the event of a natural disaster that impacts the structure that we have the right to terminate the lease, because we've run into a little issue with that house out at Veterans Park and we're working on it. But
well, can I add that and bring a revised copy of the lease back?
Yeah, or you can bring an addendum with just whatever's easiest for you. But I don't want us to have to be bound to repair a structure in the event the county does not have the money, the insurance, or doesn't deem it advisable to repair a structure that suffers water damage or any kind of natural disaster damage.
Okay.
So maybe you and Mr. Price can look at that, take a look at it, and see whether or not you want to bring it back next week or whether we want to do an addendum or amendment. All right, under county auditor, Item A is consider approved budget transfer for juvenile detention for additional cost of broken equipment in the amount of $2,700. And item B is regular county bills, check numbers 44193 through 442308. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Weaver, I believe. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have unanimously. Under county clerk, item A is consider possibly approve early voting polling locations. Dates and hours for the March 6, 2018 joint primary election. Item B is consider possibly approve election day countywide polling locations on the March 6, 2018 joint primary election. Item C is receive and file executed 2018 joint primary election services contract with Jefferson County Democratic Party approved by resolution on December 4th, 2017. And item D is to receive and file executed 2018 joint primary election services contract with Jefferson County Republican Party approved by resolution on December 4th, 2017. Do I have a motion on both items under county clerk?
I have a motion.
Moved by Sessioner Alford, second by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion?
Question, discussing, Calum, do we have three or four days that we usually do that with Memorial Versa?
No, we don't at this time, please.
Would you consider putting that in there?
Yes, sir. We could put a couple of days off of there.
Also, we're going to have the centralized voting, correct?
Yes, we are both centers, so you can vote anywhere, yeah, whether certain voting or election
thing.
Day.
I just want to say that is a good thing. What about JP 4?
JP 4 is open for 4 weeks starting that Sunday all the way through the end of that Friday.
And no other changes in the Mid-County area, right? Still the same?
Mid-County area?
JP 4.
JP.
Oh, JP 4, okay.
Mid-County, only change that we have, is that Mid-County? No, Hampton Finette, that's your area, right, Bob?
No, that would be...
That's you? Okay. Hampton Finette, we have to move to the school rather than the
community
center.
Okay.
And then,
how far are those locations between Hampton, the school, and the JP 4?
6 miles. I believe 6 miles.
JP 4 is
but no other changes in the county. It's still the same locations as last year.
Other than we're using the YMCA instead of the library, part of the library, we just did all the construction.
You say the school, which school? We're talking about the elementary school.
Yeah, Hampton Finette High School.
Okay, from the JP?
No,
yeah.
That community.
Hampton Finette High School. Right.
Yes, I'm for
it. And then, of course, as I stated to you all before, we've changed from Calvary Baptist Church because of cost. To Beaumont First Baptist Church, which is on North Major Drive.
Did Needling give you the library, or that's what you're using this time?
Needling?
Yeah.
For what, early voting or election day?
Early voting.
We still use the Marion Ed News Library for early
instead
voting.
Of the rec center, right?
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, that's correct.
Carol, I just want to comment and thank you for you and your staff working out the details of that Bevel Oaks.
Right. We had to work out. Bevel Oaks, that building we found out was actually temporarily donated by one of the citizens in the Bevel Oaks area. It's a portable building. It's not ADA compliant, but what we're going to do is we're going to post a sign that'll be very visible to let them know anybody that drive up. We're going to have an additional worker there, election worker there, so that we can offer curbside service to go out to the vehicle.
I appreciate you working on that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We already voted on that. Right.
She didn't
vote.
No.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have unanimously. The county commissioners, item A, consider possibly approve amendment to the management agreement. Section 11.3 between Jefferson County Inspector of Venue Management to grant Inspector a 90-day extension from January 31st, 2018 for the contribution of capital expenditure. Item B is consider possibly approve authorized county judge to execute North American Wetlands Conservation Act grant partner agreement USTX 3612 to McFadden National Wildlife Refuge Upper Salt Bile Marsh Restoration. Item C is to consider possibly approve out-of-state travel for Leslie Little R.N. Family Nurse Practitioner to the 2018 National Conference of American Association of Nurse Practitioners in Denver in June, which is budgeted in continuing education. Item D is consider possible approval to authorize county judge to execute North American Wetlands Conservation Act grant partner agreement USTX 8422 for the J.D. Murphy Wildlife Management Area Middle Salt Isle Marsh Restoration. E is to receive and file executed oath of officers and statement of officer for the director of Sabine Aegis Navigation District.
So moved.
Second by Commissioner Arnold.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor,
Judge,
say aye.
Judge.
Yes, sir.
I was under the understanding that A was going to be tabled until next week when Claudio can be here.
Why is it going to be tabled?
Yeah, well, maybe just an extension because they had not gotten our permission on what the court's pleasure was, and they just wanted to make sure that it's a
I thought you made
just a prisoner's issue. It's not a substantive issue.
Okay.
Any other discussion? All in favor, say aye. Any opposed? Unanimously, under the county treasurer, I may proceed to file the investment schedule for December 2017. Including the year-to-date earnings on county funds. So motion on that.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Austin, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have unanimously. And lastly, under engineering, item A is execute, receive, file utility permit 01U18 to LJA Engineering for Ebert Road water line improvement. Approximately 5,534 feet south of the existing City of Beaumont water tank, and that's located in Precinct 2. Motion on that.
So moved. Second.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver, second by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes, unanimously, and that completes our regular agenda. I hope everybody stays warm and keeps your car between the lines. Thanks out there. Commissioners, anything else?
Judge, I want to commend Commissioner Alford. He's the man of the year for the Martin Luther King brunch in Port Arthur yesterday. Well deserved. And I pulled the wool over his eyes because I knew it. And he sat at my table and I didn't let him leave because he tried to leave.
Well, all I can say is thank goodness his acceptance speech was shorter than his table.
I think he was in shock. That's the only reason.
Just a step by, you might recap our today to break early release tomorrow.
Yeah, we will close the courthouse, except for the commissioner's court. Courthouse security effective at noon today for an early release. Late opening tomorrow until noon. National Weather Service tells us that the sub-freezing temperatures will remain until 9 or 10 a.m. Hopefully right after that, we'll go above freezing and have a chance for any ice on the roadways to melt so that people can make it safely here by noon. And so the commissioner's court decided this was the best course of action, particularly given the fact that so many schools are closed and a lot of parents have to make arrangements for their children, but primarily for the safety of the employees. And so everybody, please stay safe. Also, wanted to let y'all know that last week I went to the regional planning, had a meeting with TxDOT and their engineers on the new ITN widening project. They have at the Brooks Road overpass, which is planned to be taken out. They have two of them. They're already $7 million over budget on the entire project. They've already done their value engineering, and to bring the Brooks Road overpass into conformity with existing height requirements would cost an additional $10 million. In order to make the Brooks Road overpass like the Major Drive overpass and keep it in line with existing I-10 traffic would be an additional $15 million. And right now they don't have the money and budget to do it. So that's where we're standing. Beaumont, the Beaumont School District, the county wanted to enter into a project partnership agreement with them to work on the overpasses. That's something that could be accomplished, but they're planning on letting the contract in July.
Judge, I'm glad that you had that update, but the situation at hand is, I talked to some of the people at the city of Beaumont. Beaumont has something like a $4 million project that they may be ready to forfeit and spend their own money on. So we may be able to start talking some dollars and cents. But the other side of that sense is putting the turnaround way up there at Boyd Road. Some things doesn't make sense. And I'm going to be very honest. We need to press it. I'm pressing from every angle because the community definitely want that to stay. And it's shown by the other day, just an accident out there. It's a problem if we let that go.
Yeah. I'll continue to have a dialogue with Tucker. And to the extent you come in contact with the city of Beaumont or Beaumont Independent School District personnel, broach the subject with them. Obviously, the overpass goes over to the athletic center, the BISD, and their swimming center. So,
Commissioner, you said Boyd Road, they wouldn't turn around and pay.
They're making the turnaround at Boyd Road for the Smith Road, go to Goodyear. They're making that a turnaround there, a bridge over that. Would all the turnaround come back to the Goodyear plant?
Yeah, those are the two spots where y'all need to go look at their map.
Yeah.
Brook Road and Smith Road at Goodyear. Those are the two complicating factors. Everything else on the project looks right.
Well,
I mean, it's obviously going to reduce traffic congestion. Make it a safer roadway. The question is access for our citizens.
Yeah, access is safe.
Three different projects that will connect the six lanes all the way to the winning. Is that correct?
Correct.
Yeah. One is currently in construction. Another one's coming back toward at 365.
Yeah. 365 Walden Road.
Will be the third one. That's the farthest one out right there. We talked about those in our George meetings. But the bridge issue has been kind of left off the table for negotiations at the Brooks Road. So I will bring that up at our next meeting and see what the consensus is about trying to reallocate funds if needed. Because the Planning Commission has some say-so on this.
I would say that driving Highway 59 this past week coming from Corpus, I noticed two overpasses. Looked similar to the Brooks Road overpass where they were being demoed. So I'm just wondering, is this something that they're doing statewide?
Yeah. I guess the trucks have gotten taller. They want 18.6 clearance or minimum 17.8, 18.6 preferably, and now 15.8.
Well, when the interstate highway system was first recognized, you know, it was supposed to be a high speed traffic corridor for military cargo. They wanted those bridges at that 16-foot elevation. I don't know why, but they weren't built back then as according to because that's part of the whole congressional approval process was for getting military cargo and trucks transports to the ground point A and point B on the interstate system.
Y'all continue to talk to Tucker about it. Y'all contested it regional planning.
The people over there know that Walden, what's that building up? Willow Creek.
Mm-hmm.
I've had individuals over there and some off of 124 begin to contact state reps. Now, contact the U.S. Congress. They're pretty adamant. Pretty adamant about getting something looked at. Because of the way it came in and the importance to them.
Anything further? Not then we are adjourned. Thank you very much.
Be safe out there.